From Spark and Anvil and Voicetail, this is Slow and Breath, in Chapter 1 of the Voicetail cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The Voicetail storytelling shed smelled of old wood, damp earth, and ink. Rain pattered a gentle rhythm on the tin roof, a sound that made the small space feel even cozier. Inside, a long scroll of paper was stretched across a low wooden table, covered in neat black letters. At one end of the table sat Slow. Slow was shaped like a comfortable old armchair, and their voice was a low, rumbling hum, like a cello warming up. They were reading from the scroll, and each word was chosen with great care, placed into the air as if it were a smooth, heavy stone. Opposite sat Breath. Breath was light and still, their hands resting on the table. In one hand, they held a single red crayon. They weren't reading the words so much as listening to the space around them. As Slow's voice filled the shed, Breath would occasionally lean forward and make a small, quiet mark on the page, a little slash of red in a sea of black. They worked without speaking, each understanding their part in the delicate dance of telling a story aloud.
"Here comes a good one," Slow murmured, their finger tracing a long, looping line of text. They took a deep, deliberate inhale and began to read. The sentence went on and on and on, a river of words that twisted through a deep valley of description, picking up details like colored pebbles, tumbling over a small waterfall of action, and then slowing as it pooled in a moment of quiet thought, before finally coming to a gentle rest at the very edge of the page. Breath had their eyes closed the whole time, a faint smile on their face. They didn't move a muscle. They just let the long, unbroken sound wash over them. When the last word faded, Breath let out a long, quiet sigh. "That," Breath said softly, "was a journey, all in one go." "A sentence should be a journey," Slow rumbled, looking pleased. "It should give you time to pack your bags at the beginning, see the sights along the way, and unpack again at the end. No need to rush the trip."
Breath nodded, then picked up the red crayon. A long journey needs a place to rest afterward. They leaned over the scroll, their eyes scanning not the sentence Slow had just read, but the blank space that followed it. They hovered the crayon over the spot, feeling the shape of the silence. Then, with a soft, waxy whisper, they drew two thick, parallel red lines. "There," Breath said, tapping the mark. "A place to set down your bags. A place to look back at the road you just traveled." To Breath, the pauses were just as important as the words. A story told all in one rush was like a painting with no frame. The quiet spots, the empty moments, were where the real magic happened. It's where a scary thought could sink in. It's where a funny line could bloom into a laugh. It was the space a listener needed to feel the story in their own heart. "Every story needs windows," Breath added quietly, "just to let the air in."
They continued down the scroll until they reached a tricky part. The text described a frantic chase through a crowded market. The sentences were shorter, choppier. "Now this part needs to fly," Slow said, their voice picking up speed. "Bam, bam, bam, one thought right after another. No time to think, just run, run, run." They started to read, the words tumbling out in a breathless cascade. "Wait," Breath interrupted, holding up a hand. Slow stopped mid-tumble. "But it needs to feel fast." "It will," Breath promised. They pointed with the crayon to a spot right in the middle of the chase. "But right here, the character ducks behind a stack of crates. They need a second. We need a second. Breath made a single sharp red slash. A tiny pause. Just a heartbeat. A moment to hear their own breathing. A moment for the listener to wonder, will they be caught? Then you can run again. The chase will feel even faster after a moment of stillness. Slow considered this. They read the passage again, honoring the tiny red mark. And Breath was right. The tiny pause made the running that followed feel more desperate, more thrilling. They finally reached the end of the long scroll. The last paragraph described a sunset, and the final sentence was a quiet observation about the stars. The page was now a map of sound and silence, the steady black text guided by the thoughtful red marks of the crayon. Slow cleared their throat and read the final passage. Their long, flowing sentences about the colors of the sky were held up by Breath's carefully placed pauses. The words had room to stretch, and the silence gave them weight. It wasn't just Slow's rhythm, and it wasn't just Breath's rests. It was both, working together. When the last word faded, the only sound was the gentle drumming of the rain on the roof. "There," Breath whispered, setting the crayon down. "A good story told well," Slow rumbled in agreement. They began to roll up the scroll, the red and black spiraling together into a perfect, balanced whole.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Slow and Breath. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.